The next application is case number 11282, the application of Quandera Dismuck, being northwest of Road 250, or excuse me, northwest of Road 527, also known as Wilson Hill Road, 1,600 feet west of Road 529, also known as State Forest Road, being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 231, map number 3, parcel number 5.08, and requesting a special use exception to operate a daycare facility. Gentlemen, we received no correspondence from any individual agency to date on this application.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Quandera Dismuck. My address is 14869 Wilson Hill Road, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. I would like to request a special use exception permit to operate a large family preschool program. I own a 1,500 square foot rancher. I utilize my family room for childcare, and the living room is used for my personal living space. My home is located on 3/4 acres of land. There's about 1 acre on the left side of my home, and on the right side is a cornfield. My project and activities will be planned on my property only and will not affect the well-being of my neighboring property. I'm a certified preschool teacher who is providing quality child care throughout the day. And there's definitely a need for me to expand my business because I have several children on the wait list.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions?
Sure. What days are you going to be open?
Monday through Friday.
No weekend.
No weekend. Actually, I'm open now, sir.
Okay. Your hours?
7 to 5.
7 to 5. Okay, and the age of the children?
I guess 2 to 13.
2 to 13. Okay, and have parking? You have plenty of parking for the expansion?
I have plenty of space. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Have any employees?
No, it's just me.
It's you.
It's
yes.
You.
Right.
Okay.
How many children do you have now?
I have 5.
Okay, and what effect has it, the question at hand is, what effect has it had on neighboring and adjacent properties?
None. It's like I said, on the left side of me, there's a great big empty space. It's a 1/4 acre on the left side of me. It's just huge. Mm-hmm. My neighbors are like far away from me. And on the right side of me, there's a cornfield. I don't have any neighbors.
Okay. So, in your opinion, it would not expanding your operation would not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
No, sir.
Okay.
And actually, I passed out flyers before I got started. I went to the neighborhood, mm-hmm. So they pretty much know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
You said you had 5 children.
Five children.
What's your total that you're going for your max?
The maximum is 9.
9. Okay. So you're basically adding 4.
Yes.
You have 12 on your application.
I knew you were going to say that. The reason why I have 12 is because maybe in the next couple of years I would want 12. And I was thinking if I put 12 on the application now, I wouldn't have to go through this process again. Is that correct?
Yeah, the only thing, the county regulation mm-hmm. only allows you to have 6.
Okay.
So then you have to go to the Board of Adjustment for more, and you're asking basically, are you asking for 9 or you asking for 12?
I'm asking for 9 now. I guess I'll take one step at a time.
But you could ask for 12 now, but you're just.
But would I have to pay the money?
You're still dealing with the state.
Right.
And your family daycare and whatever, they have other titles also as you progress.
Yeah, I already talked to the state.
They're
talking about the licensing.
Their numbers are different from ours, is what I'm saying.
Okay,
so
okay.
Ours references 6.
Okay, all right.
So you want to tell us what your number is.
You want 9 or 12?
I want 12.
You want 12?
I'll do 12.
So you asked
yeah.
for 12.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay.
You asked for 12.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That way, you're still dealing with the state. The state only approved 9. You still have approval from us for 12, and you've already expanded above the home occupation type daycare where you can have 6. And that's 6 with 2 school age children.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, that makes 8.
Mm-hmm.
But those school age children are only for 2 hours.
Oh, okay. All right.
What you have right now is have 5.
Yeah, Bob.
Qualify under our home occupation rule. But
right.
when you expand, you have to come before this board.
Okay.
So you're asking for 12.
I'm asking for 12.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Johnson, do you have any more questions?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the question in hand is, will the request substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties? We haven't heard testimony that it has or it will, and anything to the contrary, so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,282 for 12
children. Okay, do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,282 for 12 children. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,282 is approved for 12 children.
All right, thanks.
Good luck.
Thank you.